K-A-Y-N-U. This is N-A-W-R-O. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, I can't complain. I got up bright and early. I was hoping when Dean got off duty, we'd have a little QSO at 6 o'clock, but I didn't hear him. So maybe he didn't turn on the radio, or I don't know if he gets overtime yet or not, but yeah, he mentioned nobody's out there at 6 a.m., so I was going to try to surprise him there.
Yeah. I don't know. And he does get a little bit of overtime. So, I mean, if they may have held him over, or they may have asked him to stay for a little bit. But that's rare for, at least for on the call taking side of things. Maybe on the way to work one day that he's working a night shift and I'm coming in, I'll have to turn it on and see, or reach out to him in the morning, because I'm usually up pretty early for the kids to see them off to school when I'm home. So.
Yeah, copy that. That's where I actually ran into him when he was going into work. I heard him call out. He actually called me by a call sign, so I actually perked my ears up and so I was able to have a brief QSO with him, which is good because I haven't talked to him in a long time with the shift he's currently on. So, apparently he'll have to give the net over to John tonight because, of course, he'll be on duty. So, but, you know, one of these days we'll get some seniority and that'll switch, I'm sure. He'll get off the night shift and back onto the day shift. You have to earn it first, of course. And item two, boss, I'm just going to send you a quick email to take a look at when you got time, just to give you an update on what's happening over there. Get some briefings by Wally, and I think you should know.
Okay, that sounds good. I appreciate that, Tim. And I got my dad updated there on the Hams over IP. I updated his extension, so his is now active on the roster. And... yeah, so be pretty good. Looking forward to hearing an update there.
N-A-W-R-O. Now, the cool part is I just glanced over at the bottom of my sidecar, and he's automatically added. So, you know, John's got a hold of it, and it's on the provisioning roster as well. And it's just like, boom, it's on there. That is so cool. Looks like Tom's got his configured, and he's thinking about getting it configured from the website as well. I think it's going to work out good.
Yeah, I think so. I got to chat with John a little bit later today about the VoIP MS stuff, because when it provisions from the website, it wipes the VoIP MS stuff out. So I have to we'll have to sit down and kind of go over that stuff, because I've got the ARPSC main line, my office line, going to that. And I don't want that wiped out, so I'm going to have to figure out how to correct that. But it shouldn't be hard, so I figure John will have it figured out, and it'll be good.
I got you in there, Tom, I think, at least. That's going to be good when, and essentially we're beta testers, right, for this, for John. And EC Mike had a problem with his not dialing out, and he solved that real quick once he identified it. So same thing with what you're talking about, Dave. It should not overwrite, but that might be unique because it's a VoIP line instead. So I'm sure he can solve that problem. Tom, not sure if you're going to make it, but try it. Go ahead, Tom, and send it over to Dave.
Okay. Well, on 75 North here. There's a Mount Clemens Tower, but I don't think that's the one. I think it's not the one. So, yeah, you can hear me on your end. Yeah, I got to still figure out the download on that, make sure it doesn't mess up my voice.
You're a little bit broken there, Tom, but get you every other word there, but... Hopefully your day is going well and your travels are going well. Over to you there, Tim.
N-A-W-R-O. Tom, it shows that you're on the Midland Tower, M-I-D, whatever that is. So So that makes more sense for where you're at now. And, yeah, your signal was light but readable at my end on the base. See, what else is going on? I can't think of anything else. Comment if you're going to make the net tonight, Tom. I know you're heading up north, so you may not be back in time. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I'll try to make it in there. If anything, I'll try to get on using EchoLink or something. Hopefully not wanting to spend all day up here. I'll toss over to Dave, and I'm going to jump on just to listen out. KCKGO.
If you didn't hear that, Dave, go ahead. Tom's going to jump out. Over to you, Dave.
All right. I'm gonna try to get on the net here tonight. John had asked if I could do the net, and I don't want to commit to something just in case. But I will be on the net if everything goes well.
All right, copy that, sir. We'll look forward to it, and I will be available all day. Statewide 1, FBI, whatever you need. I should mow you on desk today. Probably step out for lunch, but other than that. So with that, I'll cut you guys loose. This is NAWRO. Tom, I think you're already signed, so I'm going to send it back to Dave. I'll be listening out.
All right, Tim. I appreciate it. And I will be monitoring Statewide 1 today as well. And I'll be back in office here later on today working on the phone. And, Jim, if you want to be included in that meeting here later on, I can do that. I'll send you the information. And, if you want to jump in. If not, I totally understand. But anyways, you have a good day. 73s. Yeah. This is KYN.
Yeah, copy that, Dave. I can jump in if you'd like. I'll say yes if you send the invite, and I will finish up this email and send it off to you. NAWRO, I am clear, but listening.
KAYNU, KAYNU, NAWCB.
Hey, good morning, this is KAYNU.
Good morning, David. While you were QSOing there, I believe with Tim and maybe Dean, I was not sure, but anyway, while you were QSOing with them, I got a call from Leo a couple moments ago, and appreciate you guys there at the funeral home, and I understand you picked up the documentation.
Yeah, not a problem there, Dad. They handed it over to Leo, and so it's, we'll bring it over for you, so you don't even have to worry about going over there. Since we're already there, drop it off to you, so hopefully that's okay.
Oh, not a problem. Yeah, it worked out well, because I was just about to head out the door. So, if you're coming right by, that'll be great. I've got to run out and pick up a couple of things, but all good on this end.
Yeah, good. Sounds good. We're just down the street here, so we'll be seeing you here shortly.
That sounds like a plan. We'll go ahead and clear at this time. Thanks again, and 73s and 88s to you and Leo and the family. This is November 8th, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, and we'll be clear.
Sounds good. 73s and 88s.
KEAWUO, statewide one.
NAWRO, good morning, John.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Pretty darn good. How about yourself? Talked to Dean last night. Understand he's got the work scheduled tonight, so I presume it might be you doing the net, perhaps?
I thought you were doing it. I touched base with Dave last night, and I asked him if he wanted to take it or if I should just do it. And sounds like I'll be doing it just in case. So I got to wrap up my topic here tonight. Most behind on the net topic I've been since we started the website, where I kind of woke up today and I'm thinking, you know what? I don't have anything up there yet. But I did get started on it, but I got to get it up there. So I'll probably have to do that at work today.
I copy that. Just had a QSO with Dave a little bit ago. And you know what? He may have still be in the possibility of taking the net. So let's just keep it optional there. But, yeah, I understand you've got to find a topic one way or the other. And maybe that big document I gave you, you could find something in that. That thing was pretty extensive, though. I still have yet to gone through it. Do you think you printed it out? That's got to be over 100 pages, double-sided.
Yeah, it is. It's massive. And I did print it out. The hardest part is I want to hole punch it, but when you try to hole punch 100 and some odd documents, they don't, you know, like my OCD will have to reprint the pages where they're a little bit off, you know, and then try to hole punch them correctly. But yeah, because I'll try to do like 50 pages at once and hole punch them all. And it doesn't always work out so well. But I, so far I haven't even bothered to hole punch it. I just used the little clips. And yeah, it's over 100 pages. And I did start to skim through it, but I didn't get too far. But I want to. I want to absorb as much of that as I can, because it's kind of, you know, what we're after. And might give me some ideas for how to implement stuff and do things. So it would be very advantageous to digest that as much as possible. But yeah, if you want, I can print you one. We have like, you know, good printers that have toner, you know, so it's not like the ink style. So it lasts forever, you know, so I don't think anyone would care.
Well, I appreciate the offer, but that's a lot of reading there. Let me look at the PDF first, and I'll let you know on that. And then item two, getting back to IT, the system, the network. I found some more anomalies there between what the admin sees and what I think the user sees. So I'm going to be interested in knowing the fix you did for Cliff, if actually on his side he sees it corrected, because I think that's where we're kind of blind. We don't see what they see. When I look at my own, of course, naturally I have the ICS documents, but then when I go to my side on the profile, they're not there. They're not checked. And when I went to check them, on the admin side, all of a sudden my FCC license for ham disappeared. So I'll write that up and give it to you so you know what's going on.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Yeah, so Cliff did reach out and say that it didn't fix it for him, so there's still some nuance that needs to be sorted out. It's weird because of two different databases. One is tracking the certificates and when they expire, and then the other one is tracking, like kind of what certificates a member has. And the two databases, it started because we didn't need the second one in the beginning. So then we added the other one, you know, and they just kind of got out of sync with each other, and I've been struggling to get them to sync up and display properly. We have like four, you know, methods that have kind of gone legacy, and it gets a little tricky to tidy up after all that, but such is life. So hopefully that gets all resolved soon, because you know, it's a little bit of a, you know, a pain and confusing and whatnot. So I think from now on they should be fine, but we got to fix the retroactive stuff.
N-A-W-R-O, all right. K copy that. You're aware of it, and I think just incrementally you're making improvements. So the upload process is working because that wasn't working, and now we just got to, well, you know, the admin side. And wherever you can do, where I can fix it on the admin side, you know, I can just get in there and fix it, you know, if that's possible. I'm happy to do that so that our members don't have to, like, re-upload something. Or, but then again, if that's creating more work, then you don't need to do that either. The other last thing is I'm getting really close on the background checks. I think the, like we discussed, the middle name is gone completely. The only issue is I have two that I might have to manually reach out and grab their middle name if we don't have it stored anywhere.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, I can take a look and see if I have it somewhere. Because I pulled it off of the forms, but we still have it in the database, so we should. You know what, I wonder if you could print out, like, if you go to the sign where you can print out the pending members, you might be able to get it from there. Because if you can do it for existing members that are already accepted, I'm not sure. But I know the sign-up process is what captures it, so if we can pull the data from the sign-up process, then we should be able to see the middle name again, even though we removed it everywhere else. But otherwise, I can, when I get in there today to do the little things I need to do, I can take a look at that and see if I can extract the last people.
Yeah, I should probably clarify that, but I can get specific if you want to jot it down. It only pertains to two people that have not yet created an account yet. They're on the sign-up list. There's only seven left. And that's Unit 18 and Unit 3. Unit 18 and Unit 3. I can find out a different way, like making a phone call. I don't know their DOB and I don't know their middle name. But then again, they haven't signed up yet for an account. So I'm hoping they sign up for an account. They'll go ahead and put that data in. But there are only two, and I can make a phone call. So just so you're aware.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I see. So they never made an account yet, so there's no information to go after. Interesting. Yeah, hopefully we got mostly everybody. Do we, well, I don't want to mention names over the air, but, well, very good. So when I get to work, I'm going to get the net topic up. I might take a look at those database issues, and then if I can help in any way on that, you know, let me know, and we'll see what we can do. Hopefully we can get everybody to get on the website and create their accounts and commit to the background consent and fill out their information. That would be helpful. It's weird. All right. Just thinking about certain members that are on the website, but they probably haven't created an account, and so we have some of their data, but not all of it, and we don't have consent. And so I don't know. I'm thinking out loud, but all right. KEAWUO, over to you.
Alrighty. Well, I can wrap this up with saying that the consent received page is accurate. Member consent status. If you want to take a glance at that when you got time. The 25 consented, they're done. They're all set. Backgrounds are all done. Not a problem. And seven that are pending, a good chunk of those I'm not worried about. We'll get those done. But, you know, the last two on the list, 1825, I may have to reach out to them because, you know, again, I'm not sure their email address is how, you know, far down the line they are. Maybe they check them once a month. Well, that's not going to kind of cut it. So the last thing would be is that invite I sent on Monday probably expires today. So if I were to send out another invite, let's say tomorrow, could that be the one that might last, 1 week or maybe even 2 weeks? Go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't fixed that one yet, but if you could, put them in the teams, because I'm going to forget. I'm driving right now, or else I would write it down. But or just send it to me in the Discord, either way, whatever is easier, just so I have it in paper so I remember what all I have to do, because I will forget.
Yeah, absolutely, no problem. I'll put a Teams task in for extending the invite to sign up for, why don't we just go ahead and make it 2 weeks? That way we won't have to keep calling back on this. Although this is going to be determined, if they don't sign up within 2 weeks, I think we're going to have to remove them from the roster. And we can discuss that off the air. Also, I think EC is going to be having a meeting with you, and I think I'll be invited to that meeting. So we'll talk later today. N-A-W-R-O. After you, I will write up that task for you.
Any idea what time this meeting will be and whether it's like a Discord meeting or an in-person style meeting?
I presume he was sending a Teams invite out today, and it was probably going to be subject to your availability and, of course, to his availability, too. And he just asked me this morning. I'm available, so if he sends it to me, I can join. Don't really have much information there, John.
Copy that. All right. Well, I will let you go. I'm almost to my destination, so we will talk again soon. K-E-A-W-U-O.
I appreciate the QSO, as always. N-A-W-R-O, I will be clear, but listen.
Now I'll be U-8-F-U.
U-8-F-U, this is K-E-A-R-U-H.
How are you doing, Anthony? What's got you out and about at this hour? Lunch?
I am going to grab lunch. I snuck out of the office this morning. My daughter had a half day, so I picked her up. Now I'm running to get us some Coney Island and hang out.
Well, that sounds like a plan. I just left the conference center out here in Muskegon. I'm on the little feeder south, Business 31. Before it picks up the freeway, get a mile or two down the road here, and then I'll be pedal to the metal, as they once said. I'm going to take the northern route, Lansing to Flint and down. All the nav systems are telling me to go that way.
The conference.
Switch over to analog. W-8-F-U.
W-8-V.
We're over on analog. Wally, I was having trouble, I think, talking to Phil and Anthony. I just ground layered over to analog. W-8-F-U.
FBI? Hub?
Not FBI.
W-8-V-D.
W-8-V-D, K-I-D. V-W-2-M-I.
Hey.
W-8-D-D.
W-8-D-D, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
Hey, no problem. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. David here.
Hey there, how's it going? Wally here, heading east towards Lansing. I'm a wall repeater right now.
Yeah, I see that wall repeater. You get the negative 113 on it. And I am coming in on the Mount Clemens repeater. It's going well, just finishing up the lunch. Would you call in? But I just let you know you're not the only one out there.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I know there's a couple, three of us out here. Sean's somewhere behind me. And I think Jeff is out here somewhere. So we got lots of support. I got RC Wise weather report. I appreciate that. I might run into some heavy rain, sounds like. So, like a notice to airman. Let's appreciate that. So, very good.
Okay, yeah, I got the light. I'm here at 15 to Van Dyke, and I got some light rain. Just kind of been drizzling all day, but I'm working inside a building right now, so it's not bothering me too much. But I gotta get back in, but good to talk to you there, Walt, and we will catch you down the log. 88 MP.
Very good. Thanks for stepping in, and have a good day. I'm going to go meet my daughter for sushi in Lansing. Says, half hour out. W.A. for enough.
KCHK Joe.
Hey, Thomas, what's up?
Don't forget the peanut store in Lansing. I'm in Petoskey looking at Little Traverse Bay right now.
I'm leaving Muskegon heading home. I'll have to ask Sarah how far the peanut store is away from the sushi place. So it says 35 miles, 31 minutes. That's what it says on my dashboard. Sounds like you're up there a ways, too. So I think I figured out a trick to get your radio to hunt. Are you using the IP, letting it do it automatically? Where'd you go, Tom? I see all sorts of red lights. What's this all about?
But if you can make it, hit the peanut store, Lansing. It's right there downtown by the Capitol.
Okay, yeah, I'll find out from Sarah how far away it is. I did enjoy those.
Sean knows where it's at.
Yeah, I think he's probably half hour behind me. The last session I didn't really go to. I just kind of left.
Gotcha. Well, I hope it was good.
It was interesting. I did learn Oxcom's a lot bigger than I thought it was, so that was fun. So I learned about another radio discipline, shares, kind of an HF, but you don't need an HF license. So I learned a handful of things, and I got to get better relationships with a lot of the people that are more involved than I am. So that was worth the price of admission as well.
See, you gave some valuable input. So that means you bring a lot to the table on our next RC board meeting. Some new ideas.
I don't know about that. Some of the things I learned, so it was nice. So a lot of the SWR on that one. It came.
So Jeff and Sean stuck behind a little bit, and then you took off early, I take it?
Yeah, Sean was with his professional leader, so he had to make sure he stayed by his side. I was a guest of Jeff's, so Jeff and I kind of decided that we didn't need to go to the last one, so we left. Paid attention to the ones that were important.
Well, that's good. Hey, how's my audio and stuff like that? I'm literally on the DM32 sitting on the bay eating my lunch. You didn't get that, right?
I didn't hear a thing. W-A-D.
N-A-W-R-O.
Go ahead, Tim. K-C-K-G-O, if you can hear me.
Yes, I'm hearing you okay here in Macomb. You're like on the Petoskey, you're under 100 with that DM32. But I do see that Wally, he's on the Lowell, might be struggling hearing you for some reason. But numbers are good in the dashboard for everybody. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't catch it. So Lowell seems to be a fairly strong repeater. I'm at like the 67-mile marker heading east. So, science at Battle Creek, so my guess is I'm probably north of Battle Creek right about there.
N-A-Z-C. Go ahead, KCKGL.
I don't mean to interrupt you guys, but seems how somebody asked about audio. I quite literally am just on the tail end of setting up a new DMR radio. And I'm going direct into the Bancroft machine, and I just wanted to check, make sure my audio was sounding okay. So if you didn't mind making a comment, I'd appreciate it. Other than that, I'll let you guys get back at it. I'm going to continue playing with this radio and program tweaking and all that good stuff. So you guys have a great day and safe travels if you're out there driving around. And I'll be back listening eventually some more. Anyway, we'll leave it at that. You guys have a good day and again, safe travels.
Let's see if I got it.
CRO, Macomb County. Well, you got the better numbers out of anybody. You're on the Bancroft, like you said. Talk group is correct in time slot.
Well, okay. I'm not sure I understand all the numbers, but I appreciate the feedback nonetheless. I guess it's not doing too bad for Rubber Duck sitting here in the living room. But then again, to be fair, I think roughly 2 miles of the crow flies to the repeater from here. So anyway, and I'm not, I didn't write down everybody's call signs or whatever, but whoever Tom is, I'll give it back to you, and I'll be on the side for the most part. You guys have a great day. N8ZC.
N8ZC, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KCAK Joe, name's Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. And you got the other guys out there. Go ahead, Wally, KCAK Joe. I think Wally might be in the little hole zone over there by Lansing, Grand Rapids area. Go ahead, Tim. I'm going to pass it to Wally if he's out there.
It's almost exactly the same level, because I don't think I got auto leveling turned on this radio. It's almost the exact same audio level as what.
Yeah, copy your last there, Wally. I'm waiting for you to drop in. I want to see what repeater you're on. But yeah, everyone generally has a good signal. So station N8Z Charlie 120 is the breakoff. And anything below 120 we should get. You're well below 100 on that RSSI. So, yeah, that's really good. Let's see. Wally, you're still on Lowell, so that's good. Let's see. I guess over to Tom. Go ahead.
Am I in there?
Well, I should be on the Petoskey because I'm sitting here on my duff in my van eating my lunch. So I'll be kicking out of here in a minute. Probably one more round, and then I'll be out of here. Go over to Wally, KCKGO.
Am I making it in? I'm not hearing everything you're saying. I hear Tom.
Hello. Sean, you're in there. You're on that Hamilton one, 443.925. I'm not sure if you're fully in. Sean, why don't you go ahead and send it over to Wally. We copy there, Sean, understand, and Wally, try it again, and if not, send it to Tom, you pick it up.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Go ahead, John, KGO.
Oh, it looks like Sean's jumped over, so why don't you go for a round there? Go ahead, K-E-A-W-U-O, John, and send it over to Tom, maybe.
All right, Tim, I just wanted to let you know, I'm thinking you're hearing him, but Sean is calling you on the FBI right now. So, good morning, all. Good to hear from everybody. Good to hear from you, Tom. Yes, Sean, I am relaying.
All right, guys, I got to jump on. I got to get in the hospital. 73 for now. KGO. Let's try that again. All right, I got to jump on the hospital. 73, KCA. KGO.
K-E-A-W-U-O, I'll be clear, too.
N-A-W-R-O, just signing out of the QSO, and I'll be listening.
Welcome up.
I see you're trying to get in there, Wally. It's dropping in as Lansing now, so that makes sense. So I'll try it again.
Yeah, I should be okay. One of my 14 miles outside of Lansing, so I should be okay by now. W-A-P-D, tell me my number.
I was waiting for it to drop in there. You are definitely on the Lansing. That first one was 121. Now you're 115, so you're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, I know what's going on with Sean's radio. Motorola defaults to too high of an RSSI before it starts to go hunting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to find out where this radio is at, because this seems to be pretty close, and I'm going to fix Sean's code plug to get it to start hunting earlier, because that thing should not have hunted Hamilton, not the way he was coming home. That should not have done that. Because what it did for me, it went Grand Rapids and Lowell. Lowell covered a lot of territory, and then from Lowell it went to Lansing. So, and that's coming across the world. So I have a pretty good idea how to fix that problem for him. And I am in some heavy rain, so Don was right. WAVD.
Copy your last, N8WRO. I was wondering how he hit Hamilton to the southwest when he's traveling east. But I think your theory is right. We talked about it on the way back, there when you were en route. And you're right. It's probably just set to 1:30 rather than, not sure what would be the ideal, whatever yours is, but probably 120. And that would probably work, I'm sure. You want the seamless transfer when you're doing it automatic like that, I'm guessing, rather than, that would be a little crazy. They're picking the wrong one automatically. Try it again, Wally.
Yeah. Not an expert on this, but what I think it does is it pings. And then it listens, and it listens for whatever a number is. So if it pings and it hears something at 130, I think that's its choice. And I think mine does the same thing. It sends a little ping out, and mine looks for a lower number, like 120, 115, whatever it looks for, and says, okay, you're my choice. And I think that's how it works. I'll research it some more. But I'm pretty sure, because I didn't change the ones in mine. Mine are set up as a false, so I'm pretty sure that mine are a lot lower. WAVD.
And that does seem related to that test you had us do a while back, where apparently the sight, you had me monitor the sight on analog, and indeed the sight sends out a periodic signal. That's why when we just sit there and you look at your GMR, you won't hear any audio, but you do see a little receive light come on periodically. I forget what I think it was every minute, maybe, or every minute and a half, I forget. So that must be part of the procedure as well. Kind of interesting. Forgot to ask Jeff about that.
Yeah, well, give it a break, see if anybody else wants in. WHPD.
Well, let's see if I'm making it. Where are you at, Wally?
You're in rain, so be careful. I will be out here, though. Get back on the road, let me know, and I'll see what machine you're on at the time. NAWRO. I'll be clear. Looks like Sean might be trying to get in again. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I just heard Wally there. I just was going to jump in here, and I'm not going to be too long, but please go ahead. Hold on. But I just wonder where you're at, Wally.
I'm 8 miles outside of East Saginaw exit, which is when I'm getting off, and SWR just passed me. So, hey, Jeff, if you're listening, say hi. If not, back to Sean.
I'm not sure if somebody else is going to jump in there or not. I'm not hearing anything, but sorry, I just want to know where you're at. See if you and I could have two or three transmissions. Well, we're both able. So are you heading back to see your daughter? So you can just comment on that, and then I'll let you guys get back to it and get back to driving. W8FU.
I'll take it. I'm going to get off at 43, M43 exit. It's about 6.5 miles away from me. That's the exit I'm going to get off at. So we're going to go have some sushi with Sarah. So then you'll probably sail by me. So, yeah, that's fine. I have a great, I think I know how to fix that radio for you, Sean. I can tell you how to do it, or I can do it either way to get it to vote quicker.
Well, it's not only the, you know, holding on too long, but even when I'm on one, I don't seem to be, you know, it's like I got a very short window where I'm actually in one's footprint where it seems to be working. All right. Anyhow, that's my last. I promised my last one would be, and I lied. So I got to get it on the, first I'm going to get it on the test equipment, make sure it's, you know, if there's no alignment issues, then we can look at the program, get that spruced up. Catch you later. Thank you. Tim, you're the only one I know for sure was in here. Forgive me if I missed somebody. Tim, go ahead and pick it up. WAFU.
NAWRO. Thanks, Sean. Actually, I was signing off. I'm going to get back to desk work here. So both you guys safe travels on the road. I will have the dashboard up. I'm on the desk, so if needed, feel free to call out. NAWRO, I will be clear. I will listen out, Paulie. Have a good lunch.
Okay, Sean, you don't have to respond if you don't want to. I'm just letting you know you're going to run into some real heavy rain with some limited visibility. I had to slow down about 5-10 miles an hour, so we're at about 62 right now because of the heavy rain. All right, later. And we'll talk about that other later. We'll put all of our heads together and we'll figure out how to rectify that. Because even though you don't do it too often, you're kind of like a perfectionist, you still want it right. Take care. NAWR, WAFU, WAPD, and I do listen on the FBI. I just have a real hard time with the Star 99 and the pound while I'm driving. So I do hear you guys. Later.
All right. Well, we got to get you a note. That way you can just work on like a radio. That's all I got running. I got sick of that as well. So I just got the note. And you were given some street names and stuff, which doesn't tell me anything. Where are you at? Like, are you to Lansing yet? Or are you just between Grand Rapids and Lansing? Just kind of gives to me like that kind of a, or, you know, if you're still on 96 and exit.
I'm on 96. I'm going to get off at exit 93B.
Okay, I'm at 40. So you're at 93. So and I'll probably still go past you, you know, when you take into account your travel and lunch and all that stuff. So, yeah, I'll probably get blown past you. All right, have fun. Enjoy.
1 mile, getting off. All right, talk to you later. Well, keep your visibility. WVD.
I'll be right after you.
ADADPKTK.
Go ahead, Del. ADADPK.
Hey, Mike, you're sounding good. Sounds like you're going to run into some rain along the way.
Yeah, I was listening to Wally. I just entered Ionia County, so it's probably not going to be too much longer before I run into it.
All righty, stay safe on the road. I just wanted to make a contact.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Teddy and FCK clear.
WW2MI clear.
NHCAF.
KC8MXG listening.
KC8MXG, 88MP.
Somebody didn't write down your ID, but... I just wondered, I just reprogrammed this radio, and I wondered if it was bothering everybody like it did the last time I did this.
No, your audio sounds great. You got the good signal strength into the Novi repeater.
Yes, the Novi repeater, because that's the closest one. Last time I started programming, it was not on statewide one. I was hitting everything through the Novi repeater, and I had a lot of people... listening that I guess I was annoying them. Anyway, thanks for your reply. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Paul. This is 88MP clear.
MXG clear.
88UIH.
Hey, yeah, ZJN, portable and mobile. Anybody out there for a signal report for KEA?
This will work better here. WAPD mobile.
KF8. DRC. This is KFATC. Gone. No copy. KFATC is moderating listening.
KF8ENF from Harbor Springs.
Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November, Bay City, Michigan, mobile.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. Hope your day's going well.
I may have only caught part of that. Try it again.
Good afternoon, sir. Hope your day's going well.
Good afternoon. Yeah, it's not going bad. I've been clocked out for about 10 minutes now. I'm heading home, so it's always a great time of day.
Yeah, I hope the weather down there is as nice as it is up here in northern Michigan. We've got a nice sunny day with fairly warm temps, so not looking forward to the weather that's in the forecast next week, but we'll take it in the meantime.
Well, in Bay City, presently, it's a whopping 34 degrees. The sun is definitely nowhere to be found, and currently have my wipers running in intermittent mode as it is liquid precipitation, luckily. It's fallen. It's not the white stuff.
Ooh, sorry to hear that. Yeah, we had 41 now. I think we had a high of 43 today, and we have plenty of sunshine. But I think we got rain in the forecast tomorrow, so I guess we'll get ours.
Yeah, I guess I can't wait for spring.
Yeah, I hear you. It's been a long, cold winter.
Yeah, the older I get, the less my bones like the cold. Especially my back. Name here is Ben, Bravo Echo November.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. I see that across my radio. Name here is Bentley, like the car.
All right, copy the Bentley. And I just, this radio, I've only got the, ID. I haven't tried to import any of the contacts or anything. I've got a Motorola 5550E.
Yeah, the contact import is pretty straightforward, and it does let you see the caller's name and location and all of that good stuff, radio ID. So it's kind of handy when you're chatting with somebody. You can see their name come across on the display. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I had it, I had it on my Anytone 878. I just haven't imported the spreadsheet from the radio ID website there. All I do is work on radios and repeaters all day, so when I punch out, you know, not necessarily chomping at the bit to necessarily work on my own stuff. It's kind of monotonous looking at it for 8-plus hours a day.
Yeah, I hear you, man. As long as it's working, it's all you need to do, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's programmed. It's got everything. Got everything in here for the roaming list and all that. So I just ride all over the state, and it seamlessly roams site to site, and I don't know. I guess I should get off my hands and download that spreadsheet one day and import my contacts. That probably wouldn't hurt.
Well, I've just gotten into DMR and have been playing around with it a little bit, so I've been kind of diving in on all of this fun little stuff. Sounds to me like you've probably been at it for a while, and maybe not as maybe the thrill's worn off for you, but for me, it's kind of cool. It's a little bit extra beyond the old, FM repeater stuff that I've been working with.
I like getting on the radio and talking on the ride home and when I'm riding around. And even when I get bored on the weekends, you know, it doesn't bother me. But when I go grab my laptop and a programming cable, then I'm like, do I really want to do this on my day off? You know, and then I always end up finding something else to do. But, yeah, I don't know. It's fun. I got several radios in here in the car. Got P25 and VHF and UHF on an APX7500 as well, so good times. Plenty of stuff to play with.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm looking at upgrading my my mobile rig and getting something a little bit more capable. So that's on the docket this spring.
Yeah, it sucks what they wanted for a 7500 APX, but, you know, all the mid-power ones I found, found this one here, which is the 110-watt-er. Well, not the one I'm talking on, obviously, but I found a high-power 7500, and I got it for like $200 more than what people wanted for the mid-power, so got all the encryption algos, which does no good for the hammy stuff, but I don't use all hammy stuff. And, you know, it has FTP in the flash and all that, so I've got FTP zones where I can hand jam something in on the fly if I need to. And obviously, I also don't run the 7500 on the full 110 watts either. I cut it back to 70, because if I can't do it on 70, I'm probably not going to do it with 110 either.
Wow, that's a lot of power.
Yeah, you ought to see the size of the power cable going from the back of the radio unit to the battery. All of my other radios, I got them just running to a power distribution block with speed connectors, and it's more than sufficient for those. But that 110-watt 7500, it's just a little bit too much current for hot blood to hook up like that, so I put ring terminals on it and ran it directly to the battery terminals there. It's a charger pursuit, so they've got, you know, 10-millimeter nuts, and you can secure it all down good, so it's all nice and professionally done. I got a nice Havis slide-out drawer in the trunk and all that good fanciness.
Yeah, very cool. I had a Jeep that I outfitted with for overlanding, and had a whole bunch of accessories, radios, lights, and all kinds of other fun stuff. And, yeah, I put a distribution block on it, and, boy, that made things so much easier to connect up to rather than going through fuse blocks and things like that. It was a nice addition.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I've got a power distribution block for my constant hot, and then I've got one for my, there's upfitter plugs in the console up front, so when you get ignition, you get your 12-volt ignition source, and I've got a block with just an ignition source, that way I don't have to run every single wire from the trunk back up to the front. I just ran one to the back to another power distribution block that's for accessory only, because your, you know, your ignition sense wire is not pulling any current, so it's just a signal wire basically, so doesn't need anything fancy for that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think I understand what you are describing there, and I think that makes a lot of sense. Pretty cool.
Yep, so the upfitter plug, I've got that wire with a ring terminal to the ignition sense PDB, and then I got a second yellow wire running from there to the trunk, a single wire, and so that way my control heads that are in the console up front, those have speed connectors that connect to the power distribution block there. I don't know, I like it to look all nice and neat, and I got a particular way that I like to do stuff, so I thought that would kind of help keep my wire runs down to a minimum as well.
Yeah, same here, man. It's got to be neat and invisible if possible.
Yeah, and here you can't see any wiring unless you open the console, and it's all nice and neat, and wire loom and zip ties, and it's all pretty clean. And the other project I have yet to get to is I got to put my laptop stand and docking station in here for my toughbook, and then put my modem in here. I've got I even have a shark fin on the roof for the Sierra wireless modem. Just got to get it all put in.
Yeah, I can see why updating your contacts list on your radio is a little bit further down the list.
Yeah, there's always so much to do and seems like so little time to do it. But I'll probably make a little more time because the weather's going to be breaking and getting nicer, and I'll feel like going out in the garage and actually doing it too. So that's probably another reason. If I really wanted to do it in the heat, I could just bring it up to work on the weekend and pull it in the bay at work. So, got all the stuff there that's needed anyway. Also, one of the things we do is outfit vehicles. So,
well, hey Ben, it's been nice talking to you. I'm gonna run. Thanks for the shout back today. Like I said, I'm just getting into the DMR stuff and just making sure my setup is working with my hotspot or when I'm trying to hit the local repeater around here. So thanks again for that. Wish you 73s. Have a good commute home and enjoy your evening. KF8, ENF.
All right. Yeah, you take care and have a good rest of your day and catch you somewhere down the road. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November, Bay City.
Hey, KGL.
And how are we doing on this rainy day, KF8S?
Rain? I'm up in gloomy skies by the Ottawa Casino.
Not Ottawa, Ontario.
No, Ottawa Casino. Not Ottawa, Ottawa, A-O-D-A-W-A. I am 13 miles north of Point Falls.
Oh, wow. You're, where exactly is that, like, middle, upper middle Michigan, lower peninsula?
Petoskey.
Wow, they're everywhere. You don't go across the Mackinac Bridge, do you?
Last summer I did for lunch when we went up to Petoskey and found out we had to go to Sheboygan. So we left Petoskey, went to Sheboygan, ended up in Mackinac City, got some fudge, went across over to Lado's pasties in St. Ignace, and got some pasties, and then came back home.
Oh, very good. So is the snow still up there, or did it get washed out yet?
Oh, no. It's still here. It's probably about, oh, I don't know, about a foot deep. The roads are clear. They're sloppy on the sides, but, yeah, there's snow still up here.
Yeah, it's very wet and rainy down back home. Lots of rain. I mean, it's not like the worst rain we've had. It's just, you know, it's just pooling everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing it down there. I guess, but we had a weather advisory or something. What's that for, you know? Like, it's going to be raining out.
Yep, so I'm at 23 and I-94. I have to pay the toll to get out of Wally's area.
What, you're picking something up from his house?
No, he just always jokes that if you go to the east, you gotta pay the toll. But my daughter, her gymnastics class is about a mile to the east of I-94.
Oh, okay. I think I know where you're at. Over by the old Kroger's and the Sheena's that used to be there.
Yeah, it's the light before the Kroger. There's the next one down would be Kroger, so. But yeah, there's like in an industrial complex. You would not think that there is a gymnastics place over there, but there's also a soccer field, and it seems like there's a bunch of sports activities back there in between businesses back there as well.
KKK Joe. Okay, I got it. Yeah, I used to live right there at the Aspen Creek Apartments now, but it used to be Chesterfield Farms when I lived there. But they've gone downhill the 30 years since I lived there.
Yeah, I think there was an old golf course there at one point, but now there's just two big mud fields. So I'm not sure what they're going to build over there. They got them for sale, but I'm not sure what they're going to actually build over there. Really interesting how the area has changed.
Oh, absolutely. And they had a really good bowling alley down there, too. That's kind of declined, I guess you could say, peacefully.
Well, I predict that they're going to probably put houses there at some point, because it looks like the field's cleared that they could do that, or apartments or something. But, the whole area over here, 23 and Gratiot, that's kind of like, it's like the post-mall era. They try to put all those anchor stores there. It's just everything's like crowded together. But, yep. So are you on the way back, or are you off to another stop?
Oh, no, I'm on my way back. We're going to stop off at Greenlee and get some I felt.
Yeah, that last one you kind of broke up a little bit, but I heard that you're going to Grayling, so and on the way home, so very, very nice. Well, I'm almost to my destination. I'm just heading home here at Fairchild now, so I will listen out, and I'll say 73 for now. KJO from KFAS.
NAWRO, this is Kate Lang.
KZ and KJL monitoring, statewide one.